This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The American attack that targeted and killed a high-ranking Iranian general leaves the future of America's foreign policy in the region uncertain. Iran has sworn to retaliate, despite further threats from President Trump, who ordered the airstrike without notifying Congress. The attack drew praise and condemnation along party lines in the U.S., including among Democrats running in the presidential primary. WBUR's Kimberly Atkins joins us to discuss what the ramifications of the strike could be for the Democrats vying to replace President Trump as commander-in-chief. Kimberly, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Sharon.
Up to this point, candidates clearly have focused a lot more on domestic issues than on foreign policy. And with less than a month before the Iowa caucus, the start of the presidential contests, will this U.S. military action change that focus, do you think?
I think it depends. If we see an escalation, the type of escalation that Democratic candidates are warning against, I think it has to. There is no choice for these candidates to start addressing this issue. But on the other hand, if we don't see immediate action, or even if there are some retaliations by Iran, things like cyber attacks that don't grab the headlines, I think we very well may see the candidates go right back to focusing on the domestic issues they've been laser focused on so far.
And if the U.S. action does influence strategies of the Democratic presidential contenders, how do you think that will sort? How will they distinguish themselves from each other?
Yeah, I think so far we have seen them by and large be in unison in condemning this action by President Trump. They said that this strike only served to escalate tensions and really push foreign policy, U.S. foreign policy, in the wrong direction and alienate our allies. You have seen some jockeying of positions between them a little bit. You see Bernie Sanders staking out a more non-interventionalist approach, while other candidates have taken in other positions. So I think you will see them try to distinguish themselves a bit, particularly if we see that escalation.
Do you anticipate that any of the contenders might, almost no matter what happens, try to seize on this to leverage their experience in foreign policy? And I guess I'm thinking of former Vice President Joe Biden. He has the most foreign policy experience. How might that play?
Certainly. Joe Biden has, by a long shot, more foreign policy experience than anybody currently in the race. He is the former vice president. You recall that photograph the night of the strike that killed Osama bin Laden, sitting right next to President Obama, of course, was Joe Biden. And he acted as one of the president's top diplomats in that administration. Even people like Bernie Sanders, who have been in the Senate for a really long time, just don't have that same level of foreign policy experience. And you're certainly going to hear Joe Biden talk about that.
And yet, on the other side of that, having the experience, he's also faced criticism from his opponents regarding his foreign policy background.
Yes, and primarily that is his 2002 vote in favor of the Iraq War. That's something that, of course, turned out to be very unpopular, and we subsequently learned a lot about the justifications for that war, which has caused some problems for Joe Biden and his campaign, something that Bernie Sanders, again, is quick to point out. And also, not every foreign policy position taken by the Obama administration was without controversy, and Joe Biden has to explain those, too. So it is a double-edged sword here.
And what do you think these developments might mean for Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren?
Elizabeth Warren has sort of been trying to straddle lanes generally in her campaign, trying to appeal to people who might vote for Joe Biden as well as those who might vote for Bernie Sanders. And here they have different positions. You've already seen her sort of shift a little bit. Her initial statement after the strike called Soleimani a murderer. And she got some pushback from progressives on that about using warmongering kind of language. Her next statement pulled back, didn't really refer to him much at all, except to call him an Iranian military leader, a big change in tone that sort of shows the fine line that Senator Warren needs to walk here.
How much do you think that the situation with Iran might open a wider conversation among the Democratic candidates about the U.S. role in the world?
I think that might be one way, regardless of what response we see from Iran, you'll see the candidates talk. When you think about past military actions that the U.S. has taken, it's always been in close consultation and usually in conjunction with our allies, countries like France and Germany. If you look at this strike, it was largely met by criticism for those countries, criticisms that U.S. officials like Secretary of State Mike Pompeo largely dismissed. It's very different. And that does give the Democratic candidates an opportunity to talk about America's place in the world and how that's changed in a Trump administration.
Well, Kimberly, thank you.
Thank you.
WBUR's Kimberly Atkins. This is 90.9 WBUR.